Excuse me. All right. Welcome back to the M25 show. My name's Albert.
My name is Eddie.
And I'm Steve.
Sorry.
And how's everybody doing today?
Sorry. I'm a little
waiting for Alyssa.
I'm a little rusty. I've been away for a few weeks, so.
Yeah, we know that. Everybody has noticed.
I forgot how to turn on my microphone.
Oh, so that's what happened?
I'm sure everybody on the video heard me, but podcast-wise, no.
Oh, okay.
So I was just talking to myself for a second.
How's it going, everybody? Good morning. Good morning. It's a gloomy day today out here in our parts of the...
Yeah, perfect day.
Country.
Our neck of the city, woods.
Our neck of the woods. It's gloomy and not too hot, so that's good. Is it supposed to get hot later?
Not too hot.
Not too hot. All right. Let me see here. Hey, have you guys... I saw this thing on... sometimes I scroll... I don't know if it was on Facebook or...
Definitely social media.
Or something. These girls are wrestling, right? Or no, they're doing UFC fighting, right? But it's not UFC. But they're fighting, right? And they're in, like, little bikinis. Like, little tiny bikinis. And, like, they're sitting on each other's face and...
Are you watching Ultimate Surrender?
I don't know. I was like scrolling. It might have been TikTok. I'm scrolling and they're doing UFC.
I think you were on Pornhub.
No. I know when I'm on there because
they have that thing on there too.
Oh, do they? No, yeah. But this was on regular. I think like TikTok. I mean, they weren't naked, but you know they had like real skimpy outfits.
Might as well be.
Yeah, but they were, sitting on each other's faces and, you know, getting each other in leg locks and face locks. And they were doing something what's called a booty bomb.
Booty bomb.
A booty bomb in the head or something where they sit on the head and they're trying to get them in an ankle lock. So, like, imagine a girl on the bottom, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then there's this girl on top and she's trying, like, to get her leg to get her in a submission hold. But while she's doing that, you know, her face is to her feet. So that means her rear end is sitting on the girl's face. So she's trying to get it. And I don't know. I guess somebody came up with an idea to make a sale.
I wish I'd come up with that idea.
It wasn't Pornhub because they had bikinis on or little...
Well, it starts...
Little strings on.
What I watched starts off with bikinis and a few minutes later they're off.
They're naked? Well, yeah. I don't think they can be naked on TikTok. Yeah, I don't know what you were watching, but mine was on like Facebook and TikTok. They weren't nude.
Yeah. Didn't say what it was in the captions?
I didn't look. I was watching the booty bomb. Whatever that was called.
You know, let's start our own wrestling federation.
I'm not doing none of that. Y'all watch you two do that. I'm not going to be... I want nobody doing that to me.
I think there's one where like a girl wrestles a guy.
Oh, really? What is this one?
I forget. It's not. I forget the name of that series.
A girl. So it's. Is it like a WWE type thing where it's scripted and all that, or?
I don't think so. I think, but it's not like hardcore. You know, they don't really hate each other. It's almost like amateur wrestling. You know, no ring or nothing.
I'm sure it's not real. I mean, it's a guy and a girl, right? I'm sure they're just...
I'm sure the guy told her, you know, not to hurt her, for real.
Well, I hope so. We get a man wrestling a girl.
Yeah, there's some girls that can kick his butt, man.
Maybe the guy's a little dude or something, I guess.
I can't describe it too much. This is a family show, but, you know...
I don't know what you're watching.
It would be for M25 After Dark, whenever we get that story, that started up.
Eddie,
I can give you recaps of those videos.
So there's no nudity in the wrestling you were watching, Steve?
The one I was watching, there's no nudity.
Steve's watching old... I think Steve's watching old Glow from the 1980s.
No, it was... They had those UFC fighter gloves on, and they were punching each other.
Was there the American girl and that Russian girl and the farmer's daughter?
No.
Was it American Gladiator?
No, they were ultimate fighting, but they were in really, really like bikini outfits, and they were rolling on each other's face. And I know it was for for pleasure to watch, but I mean, it actually looked like they were actually hitting each other too, because they had those UFC gloves on too. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Alberto, take that mask off. What mask?
A mask.
Oh gosh. Okay, so Eddie, today we're having a realtor on today.
Okay.
All right. Now I know you know everybody. You, either your cousin or your any all your relatives are something of whenever we have somebody on the show, either a plumber, an electrician, a realtor, a boxer. Do you have any of your family that are realtors?
I do too.
How did I know?
I do too.
Well, the realtor we have coming on is actually related to, remember we had Devin from Dogs by Devin?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, well, it's a relative, her sister, and okay. She is in the realtor business. Is it realtor business? Is that how you say it?
Yes.
Realtor business?
She's a realtor.
Yes. She's actually in a duo with her mom. So okay. They do a duo realtor team. But the only one's coming on to stand in for the both of them.
Team.
Yes, so she's going to tell us stuff like that. They sell in the Orange County-ish area.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I'm sure they'll go out and maybe to L.A. County if they needed to, I guess. I don't know. I guess we could ask, right?
I think for a realtor, all of California is their office.
All of California?
Yeah, I think they can sell anywhere in California as long as they have a...
Yeah, they got a state license.
Eddie, show me your license. Since you act like you're a realtor over there, show me that license.
I took a course.
Oh, did you really?
Okay. Eddie went to school. Sure he's only one class away from his diploma.
But
he had a kid, and you know he had to go get a real job.
Eddie, the only houses you were selling were dog houses. Get out of here, you nuts!
I never got my license.
He was selling the houses, but they weren't his.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, that's why we're bringing a professional on, Eddie.
Yes.
I mean, I know that you would give good advice, but we can't take it because you only
licensed.
Did it halfway. Yeah, you
I'm not licensed.
I would never use you, Eddie, to buy a house. I would use Denise. I'd rather use Denise than you, Eddie.
Yes, me too.
Okay, so let's bring Denise out and let's hear about the realtor. How would you say the realtor world? I want to say reality world, but it's realtor world, right?
Mm-hmm.
Realtor. Can you say that, Eddie, without the...
Realtor world.
Oh, before I forget, I made a promo post about them coming on, and I spelled her mom's name wrong.
Oh, boy.
I put an extra R in the Borowski. I was... I don't know what I was thinking, Eddie. I don't know. What am I doing? So how would you say that with the tongue roll? Because I wish I could do that, but how do you do that?
Yeah, Borowski?
Borowski with the R with two R's and make it roll with your tongue.
Borowski.
Yeah, there we go. Because I sent her a message apologizing, and I was so sorry. But I was trying to make it sexy. I was telling her I was trying to make it like I was saying it like Ricky Ricardo. Borowski. See, I wish I could roll my tongue, but I don't know how to
Ricky
do that.
Ricardo. Lucy. Yes.
Okay, so let's bring out Denise Mitchell, realtor in the Southern California area. But we're going to find out if, like Eddie says, we'll see if they how far they travel out. Let's bring Denise out. Hello, Denise.
Good morning. Hello. Good morning. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Oh, hear you good now.
Great.
Yeah, her volume just went up like that. Was that you, Alberto, or was that her?
Not me.
Okay. Well, we have Eddie up here on top. We have Alberto below Eddie, and I'm Steve. We're the M25 show. Welcome on the show.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks. It's great to be here. What a great way to start the day.
I know, huh? You're on one of the most popular shows in the world.
I know. I feel like a celebrity. This is a first for me.
Alberto, she doesn't know this, but we just won an award over Joe Rogan and Howard Stern.
Really?
Really. Yes, I have it. If I could reach it, I'd show you, but I can't grab it from here. But as an actual award, I'll show you after the show. I'll send you a picture.
Okay, that'd be great. Congrats.
Oh, well, thank you. Denise Mitchell, I want to apologize about spelling your mom's name wrong. I'm so sorry.
That is okay. No problem at all. I didn't even notice it at first either, so...
I know. I was excited to do the promo and I screwed up. So I'm so sorry.
Your promos are amazing, Steve. I'm really impressed.
Really?
Yeah.
Eddie, look at
you. Background's in marketing, so yeah, I give you two thumbs up.
Awesome, awesome. I was talking to Eddie about you, and I was saying that you cover a lot of the Orange County areas selling homes. Is it true that you could do all of California if you wanted to?
That is true. And yeah, we've gone down as far as San Diego area for friends and family and up into the LA area. So haven't done much of anything in Northern California. That gets a little far away for us. But yeah, gone all over Southern California.
Yeah. Very cool. So is your footprint mostly in the Orange County area? Is that your
yes,
expertise?
Predominantly. That's kind of where we're, you know, really experts. We know the area and prices. We're mostly referral based through friends, family, past clients. So that's kind of where our, like you said, our base is located, mostly Orange County, but we have gone all over.
Very cool. Before I bring Eddie up for a question, can you tell everybody about your partnership and it's a partnership kind of deal, right?
Yeah, so I'm so lucky. I get to work with my mom every day and my dad as well. He's involved behind the scenes and has been for many years. So I had a career in marketing for many years, working in a marketing agency, and also did a lot of consulting. And just at some point I thought, gosh, I'm doing all this work for companies like Coke and Mrs. Fields Cookies, Little Caesars Pizza, and it would just be really nice to be closer to home, working with my community that I've been very involved with, and get to work with my mom every day. So I decided buy myself a name badge, stick my face on postcards, and become a realtor about 8 years ago. And like I said, I'm lucky I get to work with my mom every day. She's awesome. She's been doing this for 25 years.
Oh, wow. Look at that. Yeah, Eddie, that's a long time, Eddie.
It's a long time.
So yeah. So your dad is involved in the realtor world? That's kind of a tongue twister, realtor.
His background's in sales and marketing as well. So he's just been behind the scenes for many years, you know, helping out with the design of flyers and signs. And he was a sign guy for many years, putting signs out. But he retired from that when he turned 80. So...
80.
Now my daughter and I put the signs out for our open houses.
Oh wow, very cool. Eddie, you got a question for Denise?
Eddie. Yeah, what is the average length of a house being on the market right now?
Oh, great question. So we have 3 listings on the market right now, and all of them are over $1 million, believe it or not. Mm-hmm. Prices have gone crazy. And the average time on market for homes over $1 million is about 37 days. But one of our houses just accepted an offer last night. We opened escrow this morning right before I jumped on with you, and it was only on the market for 8 days. Oh, wow. So it can really vary. It's a great single story home in a desirable area. So that one went pretty quickly.
Wow. Okay. See, it was because she came on the show, Eddie. See, it brought good luck. Like that.
Good luck.
We're not waiting 37 days, only 8 days, Eddie.
Yeah. That's a great way to start the day too, at 7:30 in the morning. Like, oh, congratulations. We've accepted your counteroffer. So
good.
How is it like when you make a sale and to the, hopefully, I know not just families buy a house, but I know single people will buy a house too, but like a family buy a house and you go with them to, you know, when you give them the key and all that stuff, how does that make you feel?
Oh, it's fantastic. You know, clearly that's the most rewarding time in the whole process, is when everything's finally done and you can just take them the keys. Or for instance, these clients who we help sell their house, they're moving to Boston, believe it or not, to be near their son and his family and their 2 grandkids. So, you know, in this instance, it feels really great to just help them on the next stage of their life and their next transition and adventure to Boston. So, I don't know. I'm a little worried. It's going to be really cold there for them, but they're looking forward to it.
Very, very cool.
Denise, what kind of programs are available for, like, say, first-time buyers in California?
Yeah, you know, there are some. They just used up all the funds for a grant program they had to help first-time buyers. Mm-hmm. But they're we're hoping that that gets refunded, because with the price of homes going up so much, it really is hard, especially for first-time home buyers, to afford something. Mm-hmm. So there are programs out there. We work with a lot of good lenders that we refer our buyers to, so they can kind of find the best deal for themselves and the best rates. So we really try to refer them to good people who can help them navigate that.
Okay.
Very, very cool. Alberto, I know this is Alberto's. This is Alberto's, this is his middle of the ballpark thing. I know you got questions about this.
Who said that?
I thought you were like, you like to buy houses and stuff like that. So no, I figured this would be good. Wrong guy?
Yeah.
You got a question for...
Buying a house is not in my any future. Close or distant.
Denise, what do you say to somebody that says something like that? What can you do to brighten that longer tunnel, to make it a little shorter, to give hope?
Right. Well, again, it's really good to work with a lender so they can kind of help you set up some goals of, you know, improving your credit, or, you know, how much do you need to save up? And they can really help you establish that, the goal you have in mind. But I definitely am a believer that real estate is a good investment, and that, you know, you can really, just be in a good position when you get to that retirement age, and hopefully have a nice home. And when you're paying rent, your rent is going up all the time. Mm-hmm. Where if you get a mortgage, that mortgage is going to stay the same for the next 30 years. So it may be really expensive now, but think of it in 20, 30 years as the rents are increasing and your payments just staying where it's at. Mm-hmm.
That's a good point right there, Eddie. Mm-hmm. You know, rent always goes up. Mm-hmm. But if, like you say, you bought a house 15, 20 years ago, mm-hmm. and you're paying a nice payment today, and it doesn't go up or down, you keep it, you know,
keep it
at that rate, of mm-hmm. course. And rent has gone up. I've noticed that. It's like, holy mackerel.
My brother owns a property management company, and so he has about 400 properties he manages. So we're constantly in contact with him, and yes, he's... You know, of course, his owners are just telling him, you know, raise the rent on people, which is terrible. I feel bad for the renters, but, you know, that's just the way the market is right now. There's such a low inventory of homes available, both for rental and for purchase. So it's tough for everyone.
Very tough.
Are there down payment assistance programs in California for...
There are some available, and again, it just depends on what you qualify for. And sometimes mm-hmm. each city will have programs that might be available, so we look into that as well, or encourage them to look at it with our lenders.
There's a viewer that has asking a question. Albert, do you want to read that? I can't see that far.
Randy Franco says, "I'm a veteran. Are there any special programs aside from the VA home loan?"
I'm not familiar with any aside from the VA home loan, but again, it's definitely worth looking into, and things change all the time. Like I said, there was just a program to help with down payment assistance that was funded by the government. It has to be paid back in the end, but all those funds got used up. So there are different things from time to time that do become available. So just kind of have to work with your lender on that and check around. You can check with two or three different lenders, check with your bank you're working with right now. But then there are lenders that specialize in VA loans as well.
Okay.
Mm, very interesting. As far as the VA, that's how does that work? Is that usually like, there's no down payment? How does that work? I'm always never clear on how that one works.
Yeah, well, you'd be better off again checking with a lender just to be sure. But we have, you know, worked with loans that coming from veterans before. And yes, oftentimes they're not required to put a down payment or have to pay any closing costs. but they can. So sometimes it'll make their offer more competitive because it is a competitive market. So sometimes they'll go ahead and choose to do that anyway so that their offer can get accepted. So
each situation's
a little bit different.
Eddie, what do you think about that, Eddie?
I think it's good if you're a veteran, if you don't have to put a down payment down, that's really good.
Denise, then, I got a question for you about Eddie.
Yeah?
He's over here boasting how he was getting in the field and he dropped out. I don't know if he got kicked out of school, failed the test. What what do you suggest for him to keep on it or?
Yeah, definitely. It took me a while to get my license as well because I was just helping my mom behind the scenes with all of her marketing or open houses, whatever she needed. And so I wasn't really motivated initially to get my license, but I just kept plugging away at it and eventually got it. And then that's when I decided just to become a full-time realtor. So I would say stick with it, Eddie.
I took a course in college, but I never took the test.
He just didn't go to class. Oh, man. Come on, stop.
I did go to class.
Oh, so you took the course but didn't take the test?
Yeah, I never took the test.
Eddie went to ROP. That's what he did.
Oh. So, Denise, is this a good career if you were to tell people, hey, this is a good career to get into?
Yeah, good question. It is a good career to get into, but it definitely helps a lot that my mom has been in it already because it's like starting any business from the ground up. So you've got to do all your own marketing, promotion, you know, reach out to people, get your own signs. It's really everything is at your expense. So I usually say to people, you know, you kind of need to have maybe 3 months worth of money saved up to pay all your bills, sometimes even longer to get started because you only get paid once you make a sale. There's no, you know, you're not getting a salary or anything. So,
so you gotta work to get a paycheck.
You got to build your own business. Absolutely. So it really helped that my mom already had that foundation established and I was able to jump in with her. So I got lucky and believe it or not, my daughter's getting her license now as well. So
Oh, wow.
We'll have three generations in the business.
Great.
Keep it in the family, Eddie. What do you think?
I think that's great.
The guy that had a question, Eddie, you want to read this? He has another comment or Alberto or somebody.
If we have already been pre-qualified and working with a lender, is it true there's a 14-day grace period to check with another lender without affecting our credit score?
Oh gosh, again, probably a good question for a lender. Maybe I should have had my lender friends on with me this morning. But yeah, if they're running your credit score, I know that's a concern with people. Also on the flip side, I've heard that if you kind of have your credit checked within a short period of time and just do it a little more quickly and concisely, that won't affect your credit score if instead of spreading it out over time. So probably a good idea just to be ready, contact 3 different lenders and check in with them and kind of do it in one short time span.
Okay.
Gotcha. Good advice. Good advice.
Can you explain the what actually happens in the escrow process?
Oh gosh. Well, we just opened escrow this morning. So escrow is kind of the Switzerland of the transaction. So we send all the contracts, we send the purchase agreement to them. And they drop their escrow documents and they kind of hold on to the money. They track the timelines. They make sure that the title is free and clear before it's transferred to the next person. So they're kind of the neutral party in the transaction, in making sure that everything gets done according to the timeline, that all the monies are dispersed as they need to be, and that title is transferred from one owner to the next. Okay. So it's really important you work with a good quality escrow company. We have one that we work with each and every time when we have a listing, and they do a fantastic job.
Okay. Wow, look at you. She's on top of it, Eddie. I like it. She's on it. I was just getting ready to ask her to say, Denise, why don't you tell everybody why they need to go to you, your mom, and your family when they want to buy a house? But I'm seeing it already. She's a smart woman and she knows what she's talking about. But I do Absolutely. Would like you to tell everybody how they could find you on either social media or however, and why they should come to you.
Oh gosh, well, thanks. Well, we are a really great team. Like I said, we're originally from the Midwest, from Nebraska, and we just have that good Midwestern work ethic, have a tremendous amount of integrity. We really put our clients first. Clearly we're doing this to make a living, but we care about our customers and that they really achieve their goals. That is the greatest reward for us. So we really love doing that. And you can find us online at judyborowski.com, JudyBorowski.com. And then also we're on social media, Facebook and Instagram at Judy and Denise Holmes. So check us out. We put a lot of good information on there. You can always message us. My number is 714-329-1179. So you can always reach out to me. That's what I love to do most, rather than sitting here paperwork on computer, is just being in touch with people and helping them, answering their questions and helping them do whatever it is they need to do, buy or sell a home.
Wow, look at that. Man, I'm ready. I'm ready to, Eddie, let's all three of us go buy a house.
Yeah. Go in together.
Go together and rent it
out. Yeah, because I need to get out of this house. You know, I need some time away, you know. Sometimes you need some time away, right, Denise?
Oh, yes. My husband's retiring from 30 years of teaching at the end of this month. So I'll probably be working from my office a lot more at our office up the street. I love my husband dearly, but
he's almost over.
He's a busybody. Yes, I can't believe it. I'm really...
School's almost out.
Yeah. School's almost out. That's right. Amazing. In like next month for us, Orange County, LA people, it's yes. next month, right? School's out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's actually done at the end of this month.
Wow, that's him. It, huh? Yeah.
Good for
him. And my youngest daughter graduates from Fullerton College on Saturday, and then she's going to be transferring to Cal State Fullerton.
Oh, look at this!
Yeah, end of the school year, lots nice. Of graduations. Yeah,
okay. Hold on, Eddie. I got a question outside of the realtor stuff. Did you go to Fullerton High School by any chance?
I did.
Did you? So were you there around the time Devin was there? Or?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm the older sister. So I graduated in 85 and she graduated in 90. And then our brother's in the middle. He got sandwiched in between two sisters.
Oh, really?
He graduated in 88.
So yeah. I missed Denise, Eddie. I didn't miss Devin, though. Mm-hmm. I always had a lookout on Devin, but I missed Denise. But that's good to know you were there. I was in there, too, in the mix. I didn't know there was a brother, but now I do.
Yes, oh, that's cool. Yes. So what do you think? Young and like my sister, huh?
Yeah, mine was 89, so... Mm-hmm. I was going to say, how do you think how they took off the Indian... The Indian mascot with the headdress. What's up with
right?
that?
Right. I know. We love the Indians. We'll be Indians for life.
Forever.
For sure.
That's right.
But what they do now instead, because my younger daughter graduated from there a few years ago. Yes. So they say instead of go Indians, it's go tribe. And so there still is the Indian reference. I guess they came to a really lovely agreement with the local tribes that...
Okay.
That as long as they weren't using a mascot, like, you know, no more Willie Ugg at the games and all of that. They have a buffalo instead. But they recognize there's a love and an appreciation for the Indians at Fullerton High School.
No Chief Wahoo. Huh?
Yeah.
Chief Wahoo, yeah. Well, you know, like you said, always Indian. We're always going to be Indians, right? But I understand. But it's just, you know, for so long to... be a part of that and see that, and then just one day driving by and right there in the front where it used to be, it's gone. I'm like, oh man, kind of sucks.
Know it really does, because again, we have a lot of pride in that, so I think it's a good thing.
Yes. But look who's watching right now is Devin.
Hello, sister
Borowski. See, for her I'll try to roll my tongue all day. But I don't know, I gotta practice that stuff. But yes, I found out that you were a realtor from Devin. We had her on our show a couple times, I believe, right, Eddie?
Yes.
A few times in our time. Mm-hmm. And I believe she told us about you. So that's why I sent you a message. She yes. told me you were a realtor. And
thank you. Yes, Devin used to be a realtor as well before I was.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
She was?
Before she was saving lives and rescuing dogs, she was a realtor. Oh.
Mm-hmm. You see, I must have just been staring in her eyes and I didn't hear that part.
I know.
I think
isn't
that's what
beautiful?
It was.
Oh, I think she God. Did mention that.
Very beautiful. Did she, Eddie? She,
yeah, I believe awesome. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Well, I guess I missed that one. I thought I knew everything about that woman, but I guess yeah. I don't. Yeah, she's a good person and
she's amazing.
She is. I thought was she out here visiting y'all recently?
She was. I want to say, I don't know, how long has it been? About 8 months now? Something like that.
Oh,
6
wow.
months ago.
Oh, okay. I thought like maybe that. She was yeah. out here for your dad's birthday. Because I know it was his birthday, right?
It was his birthday yesterday. Yeah. You're on it, Steve.
I'm
he
on.
Turned 84.
Yep.
Wow. See, Eddie, what are we going to... Imagine us at 84 trying to hold the microphone up. All three of us. Oh, goodness. But anyway, Denise, one more time how everybody could give everybody your social medias and all that good stuff one more time
yeah.
so they don't forget.
Facebook and Instagram, Judy and Denise Holmes on Facebook or Instagram. And my number is 714-329-1179. And our website is judyborowski.com. You could just Google us. Track us down if you have questions. We'd love to help you.
Yes, and Eddie, what we're going to do is, if you want, we will post your logos and all that on our page and all that, since we're close to your area, and we have people yeah. to listen to us out here, so we'll post you and your mom's logo and all that good stuff.
Sounds and good.
I do want to say, I know you're a Mitchell now, but you Borowski mm-hmm. girls are beautiful. I just wanted
Aww.
To say that. So,
thanks, Steve. Appreciate it. You guys are all handsome too. Looking good this morning.
Oh wow. Even the guy on the bottom with the black shirt.
Yeah. Wow, Alberto, call me up. Let's take you let's you know, house.
You know, I just understand she's trying to make a sale, so you know.
I
know the sweet talk when I hear it.
Hey, it's working. See, everybody, go call Denise and if you're in yeah. in the market to looking for a house, like she said, it's a good thing to get. It's for a future, you know, you have property you're owned. And mm-hmm. you know it might you know it's tough to it's hard to get in, but once you get in it you're okay. But
yes.
yeah, it's tough. It's only gonna get prices are only gonna go up, right? They've only gone up from
that is so true. I'm gonna date myself, but my very first house here in Fullerton was $182,000 over on Amridge by the library.
Oh wow.
And I thought at the time, oh my gosh, how are we gonna afford this? It's crazy. You know, we were eating soup every night, but it was so worth it.
Could you imagine having that today? Everybody would be flocking to houses.
It's crazy. Yeah.
So like Denise said, you know, it's sounds like a lot today and it is, mm-hmm. but just think from 10 years from now, how high those are, oh, yeah. how high the houses are going to go. And, mm-hmm. you know, I guess all you can do is save and find a way, you know, like you said, you get a good lender who can help you work it out and then get you to a good realtor like Denise and mm-hmm. just do your homework, correct?
Yes, we'll make it happen. Persistence, right?
Exactly. So anything's possible, Eddie.
Yeah. Denise, is so right now, is it a buyer's market or a seller's market?
It's still a seller's market. It's balancing out a little more. Buyers are able to get some things and maybe get some repairs made, but still leaning a little more toward the seller's market.
Okay.
Because there's so few homes
You don't do commercial real estate? No.
Not really, although we are doing a transaction right now with a group of dentists and oral surgeons to buy a building here in Fullerton. So again, if we have friends and family who need something, we'll make it happen for them. So
okay. That's
yeah.
cool.
Eddie, she's there to make things happen, Eddie. You know, I know you're trying to throw all these questions at her and she's got the answers. I like it.
I'm the ultimate optimist, so if there is a way to make it happen, we'll get
figure
it
out. We'll figure it out, Eddie.
Make it happen.
If there's a way to help people, you'll be there.
Absolutely. I won an award this week on Tuesday as the Relentless Agent Award at our office. So, yeah.
So you're relentless at making it happen. There you go. Hey, that's, you know what, as a customer, that's what customers want. They want somebody who's gonna be there, and even and you know, they're going out of their way for you, and you know, just that comfort, just that comfort is a lot for somebody that's gonna, whatever it is, if it's buying a home or it's buying, you know, whatever it is, that comfort level is something that means a lot, and people don't realize that until they're in that situation. And they get somebody who isn't so helpful or doesn't, oh, well, I'll get the next one. Well, you know, this one's too hard. I don't want to, whatever. I'll go to the next sale or whatever. People don't, word of mouth travels, you know?
Yep.
And so the way you're talking is awesome. And people want that care and somebody who's going to work for them. And yeah, that's how you do it.
It can be very nerve-wracking for sure. So yeah, we just try to calm the nerves and keep them focused and get it done. So it can be very scary, but we guide people every step of the way.
Yeah, Eddie, I'm sure she deals with people like once they leave the office. I'm sure if she pans her camera over a little bit, she's probably got a punching bag there. So she's slugging a few times and getting some of that get some of it out, but hey, nothing wrong with that. Whatever it takes, right?
That's right. Yeah, there are some days that are crazy, and you know, other days better than others, but just like any job. So
Alberto, before we get out of here, you want to know any interest rates or
no,
you're not yet.
She explained the process real well, so I have no more questions.
All right, see, damn, look at this, Denise, you got Alberto with no questions today. Very
okay,
good.
Alberto, I know.
That is good. That's a good guess right there. Alberto is speechless. That's good. I like it. But we want to thank you for coming on. You're a friend of our show now. So if there's anything we can do on our side, just ask, send us a message, and we'll do what we can.
I appreciate that. It was great to meet all of you. I love what you're doing. And I'm definitely a fan now. I'll be following along. So look forward to it.
Yeah, see, Eddie, we're going to have to send her a shirt or something like that. So she could wear on her off days, laying by the pool, just drinking her martini and having a good time.
As I'm walking around the neighborhood, dropping off my flyers.
There you go. There you go. Awesome.
You can hire Eddie for that. He's done it for us, too.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That would be great.
Eddie, why don't you go to Denise and help her hang some signs for her business? Oh. And while you're doing that, you can drop a few cards off of ours to people and
I'll do the open house signs.
Yes. Just don't tell them that you didn't take your test. Please don't do that.
Well, maybe you could take it with my daughter. She's going July 6th, Betty.
I need a refresher course.
I've got just the guy for you. We'll get you hooked up.
Isn't that book like about that thick? You got to study or whatever? I thought I saw somebody that was studying for a test. It's a pretty thick book, Eddie.
It's very intimidating, and you'll never use half that information, but you got to jump through the hoops like anything and get through the test, and then you'll be off and running. We do have a good guy who takes you through all the training and the classes and kind of sets you up to pass the test really well. So
it's like reach out to me in high school.
I think what we're going to do, we're going to send Eddie. Denise used to start a little school on the side. of getting people how to get a good routine going on taking their test, and Eddie will be your first client. Right. We'll send him your way.
Perfect.
And if he doesn't do good, if he drops out, he's fired from the show. We'll make sure he passes.
Thank you
so much, Denise, for coming on. I know you have something to go do. You just had a house close, right? Or
yes, gonna run into the office and make sure that's moving along, and that the owner wants that pending sign up on her for sale sign. She's super excited to get that up there, so run and do that.
Well, congratulations on getting it going and getting
it through.
It's always good to do that, right? That's what you're doing it for, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's definitely a good day. We've still got a long way to go through escrow, but hey,
one step at a time. All right, Denise, thank you so much for coming on.
You're welcome. Thank you guys so much.
We're going to have you on again sometime, you know, in the future. Okay. So don't you worry. You'll see us again.
Sounds good.
All right, Denise.
Thanks, take you guys.
Care. Bye. That was Denise Mitchell, realtor. We'll post all of her
contact
info and all that good stuff after the show. So if you're looking to buy a house, contact her and she'll help you out the best she can. Mm-hmm. Right, Eddie?
Yes, sir.
But why does Eddie always have to go head to head with people?
I'm not going. I was
like, if it's a musician, Eddie, he talks about when he was in school playing the xylophone or whatever.
He's
like, I used to play this.
To play the banjo.
And then we get a realtor on. Well, I was taking the class, and I was almost there, and
I never took the test. I took the class, but never took the test.
So why would you go to a whole thing with school, and then time to take the test, and you don't go? That's like going to high school for 4 years, and then you're ready to graduate, and you're like, I don't want to graduate.
Yeah, he doesn't go pick up his diploma.
He's like, I don't even want it. Please tear it up. I don't want to be even in. I don't even want them to know I graduated.
Eddie thought he was who's the guy from Facebook? Zuckerberg. He just went to the classes. He didn't take the test or anything. He just went to learn the information.
I was interested in it, so I took a course, and then I also took a business course in college. So,
Like I said, I think the family happened. Eddie had to co-provide for the kids.
Started popping out kids. it didn't fit into your lifestyle anymore.
No.
Oh well.
Eddie goes, I'll go back in 5 years.
Yeah, that was the plan.
Eddie's almost ready to retire.
I am. not from real estate.
Oh, yes, I think that's Eddie's retirement plan. Once he retires from the fortress.
you should, Eddie. After you retire, will you try to take that test again?
I'll try. Maybe I need a refresher course though.
Why don't you just take it? If you fail, then you know what you study, right?
I don't feel like a failure. I won't want to take it again.
Eddie, just take the test after. When your hair gets a little more grayer. You should just take it to see what you learned.
To see what I remember?
Yeah, and then you'll know what to study. Because that book, I saw that book. I think it's a big old fat book.
Yeah, I remember I had to buy that damn book.
So he buys the book, Alberto. He doesn't do nothing with it. Well, what'd you do with it? Sit on it while you drive?
I took the course. Like I told you, I took the course. I finished the course. I just never took the test.
All right. You know what? I'm not even going to talk to you about this anymore because I'm getting really upset.
I think it's called fear of failure. I think Eddie's just afraid of failing, so he didn't.
Well,
where they say, you don't try, because you're afraid you're going to fail.
So I think we can call him a failure. I think so because I think it's not even. You go through the whole process and then you come to the time to do what you put the work in and then you walk away. I mean, I don't want to sound like a dick, but you put in all the work, and you're there, and then you just say, you walk away. You didn't even try. I'm upset. I don't even want to talk about it.
Oh boy,
I just can't handle this shit. No more.
Another thing, Steve's upset that he doesn't have any control.
You know what? I might go take it just for the hell of it.
Just go right in.
I never even took a course.
Sounds like my dad. You took the course and never took the test.
Anytime it flashbacks to his youth. Dad, please no.
Yeah, maybe that was a mistake on my part.
Eddie's dad
was a big mistake, Eddie.
Eddie's dad was, man, where'd you get that floozy pregnant?
Tell your dad to give me a call. We're going to go out for a beer. Let's talk about you and how you screwed up.
Who knows how much Eddie's hiding? Eddie's dad will tell us all.
Yeah, we're going to go over to Eddie's house when Eddie's gone.
Eddie, can we have your dad as a guest?
Yeah, your dad want to come on for a guest?
For Father's Day. We're going for Father's Day.
He's getting hard of hearing.
Okay, Eddie.
That's going to be our Father's Day show. We'll have Eddie's dad, your dad, and then, I don't know if it looks as dad's still alive, but...
We'll have all of our dads on?
Yeah.
All right.
Sorry, one's missing.
Oh, gosh. Well, let me see here. Devin, thanks for tuning in. I'm glad she's there. I can look at her little picture. I like Deb and Eddie.
Yep.
You see?
That's kind of cool, though, huh? That she can, like, all of California is her office, basically. She can
do it makes sense not to be going all over Cali. You just go where you can travel close by.
I get it. So what Eddie's telling me. Say you're like on vacation in San Francisco.
Yeah.
You see this house and
Good luck with that.
And you want to sell it?
And you go and you say, hey, I'm a realtor, and you hit up with the you get a good rapport with the seller, or the or you have a buyer that wants to move to San Francisco, and you can do the transaction because you're licensed in California.
So why in the world are you going to go on a vacation to San Francisco and you're going to be working?
No, you're not working. Maybe you see it.
So what do? You just run into somebody and go, oh, hey, you want to buy a house? Or they run up to you and go, hey, you know what? You look like a realtor because you're really cute. By any chance, do you sell houses?
Or you go to an open house and you strike up a conversation. Oh, I'm a realtor. And then who knows?
Alberto.
You know what? I think it's kind of a good thing Eddie didn't take his test. I can just imagine him as a realtor.
He goes on vacation where he's supposed to be away from work. And he goes to open houses and he's hanging out and talking shop. Don't take the test, Eddie.
Yeah.
Don't take the test, please.
We see how Eddie is going to be knocking on houses everywhere. Hey, you want to sell your house? I'm a realtor. Get the fuck away.
Hey, this neighbor's all, you asked me 5 times already this week.
That's part of being a realtor, though. You got to put the footwork in. You got to go around. Interested in selling? Or have you thought about selling your house? Or have you thought about buying your house? It's part of the...
Yeah, but Eddie, when you're on vacation, you're supposed to be on vacation.
Never.
I'm sure. Okay, let's say you have vacation. You go up north, right? All the way to tip of California.
Eureka.
You're up there hanging out and just having fun, getting away from work. And let's say you do, I don't know why you would even be talking about work, but you run into somebody that asks you, hey, by any chance, do you sell houses? And I go, yeah, I do. It's funny that you ask. Well, let's go out to dinner and we'll see what we can do. He's like, yeah, I see this house over here. I want to buy it. All right. Well, sit down. Okay. He's like, no, I want to buy it today. I'm like, okay. All right. Well, don't you think you got to go back to your home base and get whatever you need? Or you think you can make that sale right then and there?
Eddie sets up the Motel 6.
With the internet now, I think you probably could do it, the sale right then and there.
Okay. You know what? Denise has really started a real big confrontation here with all three of us.
Not me.
Let me see. You could ask a trustworthy agent like Denise Borowski Mitchell for a local referral.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that too.
Oh, there you go. Now, that would be more logical.
Mm-hmm.
If you're up there, I'm sure you know people around.
You got to make connections. Yeah.
Make connections, and then they can go, you know what, I am a realtor, but you know, my footprint is down in LA County, Orange County, mm-hmm. but I know somebody here in Frisco area.
Yeah.
I'll contact them right now. Mm-hmm. And then they hook them up. And in return, maybe when they're on vacation down here in Southern California, they can hook up somebody else for her or me or whoever's selling.
Eddie doesn't work with people. He's on his own.
You get a referral fee.
He's a lone wolf.
Okay. Eddie, you just sell houses on your own. Just do it in your car.
You can just drive around
and sell houses.
And you can tell Eddie, Eddie's going to be like a raider. He's going to go into places, steal houses from other realtors.
Eddie's just going to drive around in his Jaguar selling houses. That's going to be his office.
I sold houses on Monopoly.
Yeah, you end up in jail all the time.
Oh man, he's the one that what do you call it when you turn your houses in to get some money? You flip the card over and you get a what is that called? Basically, when you're losing your houses,
mortgage.
You say, okay, I'm gonna sell them to the bank for
foreclosure.
Half the cost because you need cash because you're running out in Monopoly. What is that called?
The foreclosures.
Yeah, no. Is that when you flip it over in the back and it says, if you want some money, say you paid $1,000 for them, but they only give you like $300 for it.
I spent a long time since I played Monopoly. I don't know the exact term.
Oh, my goodness. Well, anyway, contact Denise. We'll post her info after the show on the comment box and on our page. if you're interested in buying a home. Oh my gosh. You know what? I hate to jump into this topic what we talked about, but did you guys hear about the strippers in North Hollywood that are starting a union?
No.
They are the first to be unionized, the first strippers to be unionized, to have a union. They formed a union.
I think there was one way back in the 90s, but I guess, you know, that strip club's closed down, so, you know, that union's done.
I didn't hear about that one. I don't even know about
that
one.
Might be the first in Los Angeles.
Let me see. For me, after 15-month fight. North Hollywood in Los Angeles. Strippers at a North Hollywood club are making history. They're set to become the country's only unionized strippers.
That's cool.
When the votes are counted, dancers at Star Garden Topless Dive Bar are expected to agree to be represented by Actors Equity Association. The campaign to unionize has been more than a year in the making, with dancers wanting more safety measures, protections against harassment, and a cleaner workplace. Are they talking about the poles?
Or maybe the locker room or the dressing rooms.
All right. It feels very surreal, Eddie. It feels like...
They're asking for more money?
I'm getting there. It feels very surreal. It feels like the most important work I've ever done, said Regan, a stripper at the bar. Velveeta, another stripper at the bar. Velveeta? I don't know if that sounds very sexy. But, said it is important to have management take inappropriate touching more seriously. Uh-oh. Eddie, you've never done that when you went to a strip club, have you?
No.
You're not supposed to touch, Eddie. Just let you know. I don't want you to get beat up. Not respecting our boundaries on inappropriate touching and touching on stage and in the lap dance area that we didn't approve of, and it was uncomfortable, she said. I'm not seeing anything about money. It seems more about safety.
Safety concerns?
I don't see anything about money. I think they get paid pretty good, don't they?
Well, do they draw a salary, or is it all just tips?
All just tips. I'm pretty sure it's got to be some kind of salary.
Yeah, I'm sure they get probably minimum wage, and then, but the tips are what. Well, they probably triple in tips what they probably make minimum wage in a week.
You know who would know about that? Probably Tatiana, if they get minimum wage and. Like, doesn't she work with a bunch of strippers? And...
Yeah, I don't have her here right now, Eddie. But well, I know.
If they minimum
send her
wage
an email.
Or just strictly tips.
Yeah, because I don't think there's a you don't work just for tips. You have to if it's a place of business, you gotta be on the payroll, no? Even if it's a minimum, just like a server
unless they're salaried, like you know, you get whatever right. Like a flat rate. And then you get your tips.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to know that it's probably minimum wage because they know they're making a killing on those tips.
Mm-hmm.
They probably make more in one night than they do a week of minimum wage salary.
Probably.
I mean, if they're at a...
Or unless they're place. Like, you know, they actually have to pay to be in the club.
Oh.
Isn't like, you know, like when you go to like a hair salon, like they rent out the area.
Oh, they rent the station?
Yeah. I don't know the financial workings of a strip club, so.
Interesting. What is that noise? Is that me?
That's my watch.
Oh, is that you, Eddie, making that new ding sound?
That was my watch.
Oh, Eddie got a new watch, though. He's got to show everybody he's got a new watch. All right,
I know.
See
you know
it,
what? I'm getting nervous. I think that's you know, the health part of the watch. It's like... Eddie's heart's not beating right. It's giving
Eddie's
him a warning.
Clogged arteries.
I wonder.
The watch is telling Eddie to call an ambulance. Eddie's like, I'm ignoring.
Yeah,
I wonder if the
day.
Strippers share their tips with like the bartenders and the waitresses and stuff like that.
Why?
I'm just wondering.
If
you got up there, Eddie, and got half naked or got naked, would you give the money that you made to people hanging out, working with you?
Servers at a restaurant. Share wages their tips with the Like the busboys and
the cooks.
The cooks.
Somebody. Why? Are they forced to, or they do it on their own?
I don't think they're forced to, but like say you were my waiter, or you were the waiter and I was your busboy. You'd say you made $100 in tips. You wouldn't give me like $10, $20?
No.
Well, I mean, okay, you're the waiter, I'm the cook. You wouldn't give me any?
Okay, so
you want to share? So you bring in an order, you know, they want a steak, cooks, you know, medium rare or something. I cook it well done.
The server's the one that gets the tips, right?
Yeah.
So the person that walks you to your table, what do you give them for walking with me? Well, they're not even holding my hand or nothing. Why am I going to give them a tip?
Okay, yeah, but I'm the hostess, you know. Okay, well,
the host can choose where to sit people.
Yeah, you know, maybe I start not sending them to your.
Wait a minute.
Or you know, we know in the industry, you know, we see some people going, this person's not going to tip well, so I'll send them to your table. You know, I got a family with 3, you know, 5-year-olds. I'm sending them to your table. You deal with those kids.
Yeah, you know, that's where you're going to sit. So
that's funny, and I don't like that. I think that's stupid.
Well, share your tips, asshole.
You know what? I went to Black Angus the other day. I love that place, right? Love it. So I look forward to when I go there. Oh, mm-hmm. I'm so happy, right? Oh, excuse me.
Oh my God. He's choking up the steak.
Throw up.
Oh damn.
So anyway, the person that walks you to your table,
the host.
Hold on. I may have to get it. See, I'm getting sick here thinking about it. He walks us past all these open booths, right?
Right.
Excuse me. I'm so sorry. And he puts us in the corner in the back. He puts us in the corner of our back where we're sitting almost elbow to elbow with other people after we pass like 5 or 6 open booths.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm looking at him. I go, we're going to sit us right here? And he looked at me and I go, all right. So we sat down next to people we don't even know. Oh. And I'm talking about.
And they were all listening to your conversation.
Imagine a big booth.
Yeah.
We're basically like if we're at Disneyland and the teacups or something, we're that close. And we're like, I just looked at him and I wanted to say, hey, couldn't you just sit us in one of those things so we could be by ourselves? I mean,
well, there's the thing. Maybe there's because the waiters get certain sections and maybe there's no waiter for that section. So that's why they crowd you in one.
Well, there was a booth right fucking 2 feet away.
Well,
there was a booth right to the next one where it was all by itself. And then there was 5 other ones down. We passed. There was like the whole place was open, and he sits us right next to somebody on their laps.
That's what I'm saying. That's why the servers share their tips with the.
Well, he ain't getting my tip.
Maybe that waiter in that open section didn't share his tips.
Because of that guy, I shouldn't have tipped nobody. And then the thing I got, I like to get the prime rib, right? And mm-hmm. I get it. I like it rare, mm-hmm. medium rare. They didn't even cook it right. They've always cooked it right all the time I've went. I've went many times. And this time, it was horrible.
Just like
the
I said.
The cook sucked. Maybe the one that walked us over there sucked.
Maybe the waiter didn't share tips with the cook. So the cook says, I'm going to fuck up the meal. Now that waiter's not going to get a good tip because, you know, people like you don't understand that the waiter doesn't cook the food.
Well, they all did a bad job that day.
I may not ever go back. We'll go to Bruce's for prime rib.
Yeah,
I'm just very disgusted. That place.
When I was a server, I shared my tips with my
boss. I wouldn't share shit with nobody. I worked hard to get to where I was at. I want to give my money away. Hell no.
Eddie's done more work in getting almost a realtor license than you've done.
Hey, Steve, do you tip people like when you go up? Say you go to a Starbucks and order a cup of coffee and they have a tip jar. Do you tip them?
No. Hell no. Like, even in the drive-thru, they have a tip cup. I'm like, what the hell am I tipping you for giving me what I ordered?
I agree. I agree with you there. I don't tip people. If I have to go up and order my stuff, and I don't tip.
Yeah, they want
tips. I mean, I can see if they walk my drink to my table. Maybe, yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm. Here's 5 cents.
If I'm doing all the work, I mean, they're getting paid to fill up the coffee cup, mm-hmm. right? They're getting paid to do that, and all they're doing is putting it out the window
right
into my hand, and they want me to give them a couple of dollars tip, $5 or whatever the percentages, because those, how much is a cup of coffee at Starbucks? Like 30 bucks? So you tip them the percentage, that's another 10 bucks right there. Yeah, no.
God, I haven't been to Starbucks in.
They ain't tipping nobody anymore.
See, I've never been to a Starbucks, period. The coffee will kill them.
I've been to a Starbucks. Or a cup of water? I've been to a Starbucks. No, I went because people that live here like coffee, and I don't even like coffee. And I got to go and get my family coffee because they want coffee. And people are handing out their hands for tips. And I'm like, dude, no, I'm not going to give you a tip.
Not getting one from me.
Well, see, Steve, no. Steve knows he's not drinking the coffee, so they spit in it. It doesn't affect Steve.
I don't give a shit. I'm not drinking it. I just, you know, hey, look,
if somebody's really cool,
if they're cool, and like I said, if you're cool and you go out of your way to make me feel comfortable at a place of a meeting, of course I'm going to tip. But if you just never show back up, sorry, I've been sick, dude. I've been sick for the past 4 days, so I'm trying to keep my voice here. So bear with me. You guys get me all upset.
Yeah, you got yourself upset.
All you food workers. Don't be dicks. Don't.
All you strippers who got Steve upset. Brought up bad memories.
Strippers, I'm okay with them. It's just servers.
Like, say you're in a bar and you sit at the bar and you order a drink. Do you tip then? Do you tip the bartender?
Yeah, I'll give him a buck or two because I'm probably gonna plan on drinking a whole lot, so I'm not gonna give him like a 20 spot.
No, Steve,
I'll be there drinking all night, so I'll give him a buck because by the end of the night I'll probably give him like 20 bucks, 30 bucks because I'll drink like 20 or 30 beers.
Now, Steve used to walk out on his tab.
But no, like, say he comes, he or she gives me one beer, right? Mm-hmm. And then I don't see him for 3 hours. No, I'm not gonna tip him.
No more tip.
If they're coming around and saying, "Oh, you want another one?
Yeah, you okay? Okay,
yeah, they're there for you," and you're like, "All right, cool." Just like a waiter. Say a waiter comes and "Oh, what do you want?" and stuff like that, and then you don't see him for 40 minutes. You're like, damn. And he walks by and they got our food ready. So, oh yeah, hold on. Like, they forgot about you. It's like, yeah, we're gonna eat. Mm-hmm. So, and then you see him tripping up, trying to say, "Oh, well, you know." Then you see him trying to trip. Oh, this is going on back here. Like,
we're understaffed.
Oh, yeah, there was something happened. Somebody got pregnant, or you know, some stupid shit. And you're like, all right, just go get my food.
We're understaffed. Sorry.
We should have said he was understaffed, or she should have said they're understaffed when they're taking your order and going, "Hey, it may take a little bit because we're understaffed today." But okay, thank you. That's good to know. I don't like liars. I hate it. I don't like when people lie. I'd rather be told the truth and not like it than being told a lie and not like it.
I agree.
That's like getting double fisted.
Oh, yeah, your food will be out in 10 minutes. It takes an hour.
Yeah, everybody around you is getting food and you're sitting there on your fifth soda and water. You're like eating all that bread. And like, are you going to bring us our food or what?
You're not hungry no more after you eat the bread, huh?
No, I think they want you to eat all the bread, so then that's it.
They give you smaller portions that way, and you'd be full.
Damn.
Yeah.
I can't. You know what? I may not even go back there anymore. I just may not anymore.
I'm sure of that one server. I'm sure they're crying over there. Oh, man, we're gonna miss that guy.
I don't care. Whatever. See, that's what's wrong with this country today.
Maybe that's what they think.
Oh, well, it's just one person. Who cares?
We need a new steakhouse, Steve.
Yeah, maybe I do.
Go Sizzler.
Maybe I will. I'll find one.
Let's go find an old Ponderosa.
Go to Sizzler.
Yeah, you know what? I may even go to Sizzler over Black Angus now. Just because of that one guy who walked us to that shithole corner.
Have you ever been to Steak Corral?
Golden Corral?
Steak
Corral. No, don't mention that to Eddie.
Steak Corral. No, I don't even know where that's. I don't even know what that is.
It's on Washington Boulevard. It's pretty good, and it's decently priced. Pretty good. We should go sometime.
I think today, Eddie. I just realized. I don't think I'm gonna go back to Black Angus.
I'll treat. We'll go to Steak Corral so you can try it.
No, we were
prime rib there.
I don't think they have prime rib, but the steak.
So why do you want to take me to somewhere where I just told you my favorite thing to go to Black Angus was prime rib. I like steak too.
Don't ever do anything nice for Steve.
Look, at I would go to Black Angus because I like they have steak and prime rib. And then they have my steak quesadillas that I love. So they have everything I like except for that one asshole that walks me to my table who is, just doesn't even... I don't know what people think when they're walking by all these tables, all empty, and then they put you next to another couple, or a whole family, and you're basically sitting on their dick. And I don't get it.
Maybe it's just the way they... the seating order, or the seating plan, or whatever they got going on.
Because don't you think you would think like, hey, hey, look, I'm sorry, I got to put you next to these people. Or hey, would you like to sit right here? We have all these things open. Or while you're walking past all these empty seats, you know, you should turn around and go, I know what you're thinking. Mm-hmm. They're already taken. Somebody's here.
Reserved.
And, you know, whatever. Reserved. I got to put you over there where you're rubbing elbows with another couple. You know, at least say something. Shit. Punch me in the throat or something. Say something.
Get to know these people.
No fucking set me in the corners with a family of 20 and then just smile at me like I'm happy.
Go to Kristen Pitts, Facebook user says.
Kristen Pitts.
Mm-hmm. I just, you know, went there last...
Did you go to that? Isn't it that little, the little hole in the wall in, over there down in, by Washington?
It's closed. We went to the one in Downey.
They closed that place down.
We went to the one in Downey, or Lakewood, or Downey. I don't know. Lakewood or Downey.
There used to be one in Anaheim, a big one.
Lakewood.
Is it big?
It's pretty big.
Yeah, no. Steam needs a space.
I don't know. I think I'm scarred over this. It could take me a while. I don't know. I gotta take some time, Eddie. Yeah, it's just, you know what? It's very rude of people. Just people are rude. Workers are rude. It's like they don't even want to be there. It's like,
where can you get good prime rib other than Bruce's?
I don't know. I only went to one place I dedicated myself to.
Now you
spent my money at.
Now he's prime.
It took one joker to screw it up.
He's prime rib homeless.
And it wasn't good?
The last one I got, no. Because I like it medium rare. I like it red and bloody. He gave it to me cooked. I don't want it cooked. If I wanted it cooked, I would say I want it cooked. I want it well done or done or whatever.
Well done.
Yeah, but I don't want it well done.
Yeah, I like.
What happened to the day you go and ask for what you want?
Mm-hmm.
And then you still got to tip them? Because they go, maybe we're not going to give him what he wants. We'll give him something else different. Like you go and say, I'll take some french fries, but they go, well, let's give them some salad. Fuck it.
Give some onion rings.
Yeah. But I do like Chris and Pitts. I do. They used to have this fish variety thing.
Mm-hmm.
A bunch of different fishes and stuff. It was really good. I don't know if they still serve it, but I liked it.
And by the way, Steve, that was Montez telling you to go to Chris and Pitts.
Oh, okay. Montez. How are you doing, Montez? Hope you're feeling good. Why don't you take me to Chris and Pitts, Montez?
No, don't do it, Montez. Don't do it. I've been in a restaurant with this man.
What would I do? What? Because I want to be treated like a human being that's a paying customer. What is so wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with that. I agree with you.
That's all. I mean, I didn't make a scene there. I made a face. Instead of saying something, I made a face so he knew that.
You should have made a scene.
I was disappointed. I was disappointed.
Let's go back where you're into M25 show shirt and make a scene. We can be TikTok famous.
It's embarrassing to that franchise. It's an embarrassment. Eddie, I'm not going back anymore.
At all? Or are you going to give him a break?
No, I'm not going back. That's my most favorite. That's my favorite place ever, and I'm not ever going back. So you'll never see me there. I will go to that place you said before I go back to that place. What did you say? The steakhouse or whatever?
Steak Corral.
The Golden Corral.
Whatever. I'll go.
Never go there. I'll never go there.
Why? What's wrong with the Golden Corral?
we're gonna bring up this again.
I didn't like it. I don't like.
Okay.
It.
Well, see, what's the big deal?
You know, Eddie feels the Golden Corral the way you feel Black Angus.
What did they do to you?
They didn't do nothing to me. I just didn't like it. I didn't like the food. I didn't like the service. I didn't.
Okay, well, tell what happened with the service. Since we're into the service, today's about the service show. It just wasn't... What did they do to you? Did they tell you, you eat what we give you and that's it?
Well, that's pretty much, yeah, you eat what they have. Because it's like it's a buffet. So you can, I mean, you can pick and choose what you want. But...
So you were mad about the selection of the buffet that they had the day you went?
I just didn't like it. It just, it wasn't, I don't know, I just didn't like it.
Alberto, does this sound like anything like Mike?
You know what? I'm just trying to think of a disclaimer because we've been slandering a lot of restaurants today. I don't want to get sued.
Maybe it was just what's on the menu. What was on the menu that day? I don't know what it was.
Maybe you just had a sourpuss face that day, Eddie.
Could be.
Maybe you're just in a bad mood and you're holding it in and everything, and you happen to take it out on that place.
Didn't get any that day. So.
Yeah.
Well, we know what happened to Steve the day with Blank Angus. He didn't get any.
I was all happy and everything, too. I walked in so happy and proud.
Proud.
I was proud, Eddie. I was proud to be an American walking in there. My chest was out. I was walking tall.
Looking forward to the...
As he's walking me to our side, I was like, oh, we're going to get a nice little booth. Yeah. Fucking just took my dreams away.
Your mouth was watering because you're saying I'm going to have some prime rib and...
Yeah, you know, when somebody just turns your stomach. I was sitting there and I even told Maggie, I go, hey, you want to leave? I go, we shouldn't even have came here. You want to go?
Let's get out of here.
I don't care. I wouldn't feel any remorse about getting up and leaving.
Pay for the water.
Hell no. Pay for water? Just I don't care if it's triple filtered either.
Just skip the bill and get out of here.
Bill, we didn't even do anything. They just sat us down.
It would have been a dining dash without dining.
Dining dash for sitting in the wrong place?
You do it after you order the food. You wait like 5 minutes, make sure they start cooking it, and just get the hell out of there.
See, what'd you guys talk about this for?
No, you brought it up.
God.
Oh. Eddie brought it up.
Besides the ladies, you know what I like? Is I like... there's this macaroni and cheese that I really, really like. It happened to be at Black Angus, so I'm going to have to find another place that serves the mac and cheese I like. It's the mac and cheese they make, and on the top it looks like there's crumbs, but mm-hmm. I think it's just toasted or baked or something. It has that...
It's like the cheese on a pizza where it's like...
Toasted. It's toasted, so it looks like it's got like crumbs on it. Oh my God, beautiful, Eddie.
Go to Chick-fil-A.
Call it Vegas. I call it Vegas mac and cheese now.
Vegas mac and cheese.
Because it's, I don't know. It's not like the Kraft macaroni box you make. Yeah. It's actually made.
It probably has real cheese.
It has real cheese. And then, you know, they make it. Oh, you know what? They bake it, right? Mm-hmm. The whole time. They don't make it like in a pot like the mac and cheese that we know, like in the box.
No, it's baked.
It's actually made with real cheese and it's baked. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, that's so good! Oh,
all
right. About that right there,
I'm hungry. Let's call the show.
Vegas, you know what? Vegas, do they make that in Vegas?
Yes.
If they make that in Vegas, I may take a trip to Vegas just for that and prime rib. I may do that just for that. If Vegas could make me happy, I may take a trip out there and we could all go. Eddie, I don't know what's going on with your heart, but you may need to call the doctor. Eddie, did you get the new iWatch?
I did. I got it for Father's Day. I got it for Christmas.
For Mother's Day?
Christmas. He left it in the box all this time. He goes, I might as well put this on.
This is the first time I'm hearing it beep like this.
Well, they've been beeping in previous shows.
Yeah, but this one's different, though.
Yeah, no, those beeps were warnings. Hey, you might have to get the doctor. This is like serious now. This is like red alert.
Yeah, Eddie, that one weird beep at the beginning of the show, yeah. I think that's the clogged artery one. where you know where your arteries are clogged 95%?
Yep.
So you only got a couple, and then, got about a week.
Well, I think now the beep said, you know, the clog's been moving, it's heading for your brain.
Oh, no.
You know what? Speaking of mac and cheese, who does have good mac and cheese?
Oh, boy.
Well, Black Angus does, but I'm not going back there.
Chick-fil-A?
Just get it to go next time. Don't even sit in the restaurant.
Chick-fil-A have good mac and cheese, or do they even have mac and cheese?
They have mac and cheese, and it's like that. I mean, it's baked on the top.
The top is kind of crispy?
Yeah.
Oh, God, yes. Okay, I'll go to Chick-fil-A then. Instead of getting a prime rib, I'll get a chicken.
Now it's not going to be perfect all the time because I've had, you know, it's sometimes it's like too watery.
Oh, cheese. God, no.
And the top's not really that big, but I mean, a lot of the time it's perfect. You know, the top's nice and baked, and you know, it's gooey, and the underneath it's perfect.
I wonder what that depends on. Does it depend on who's baking it that day, or does it? I mean, maybe they should make it the same way all the time, right?
What do you mean watery?
It was just like the cheese was just too. It wasn't like really gooey. It was kind of just. It was maybe
like water,
like Kraft mac and cheese. You know, not water, but you know. Milky.
So they rushed your order.
Maybe. You know,
I don't want to go there.
They rushed that bake. Oh,
I want a perfection.
And then cook at home, fool.
Well, Alberto, come on, man. You go to a place and you pay food and you go and you get a scoop of mac and cheese that is dripping off your spoon. Don't you think like you should take it back or go, hey, man, come on. I was fucking waiting all day to eat. Come to your place.
Unfortunately, I don't feel that important. I just go, oh, well, it happened.
What do you do? You eat it or throw it away?
I ate it. I'm hungry.
You're not scared you're going to get the runs or nothing?
No.
That liquid juice?
No, I got a hearty stomach, not like you, you know.
Well,
everything,
you don't know.
Everything
maybe
kills
it's been
you.
Sitting out. Maybe the mother's been sitting down and it's just
maybe
liquefying.
Or maybe they just got it out of the oven and it hasn't been sitting out, so it hasn't gotten, you know, how they say, you know, something you got to wait for it to harden.
So you'll eat anything. So if say you go to a fast food place and you get some french fries, you know how Eddie, when they use that fry oil?
Oh, yeah, over and over
65
again.
Times more than over they and should, mm-hmm. And it tastes like burnt ass. You okay with that, or?
No.
Are the fries, you know, they just been sitting in the microwave, they heat it up in the microwave and give it to you?
I'll eat half of them, and I just give up. that is one thing. I mean, fries are so, it's almost hit or miss. Like, you get the fries and...
Or when you're driving home and you want to get one out of the bag.
Oh, fuck.
You think it's all crispy and golden and it's all soggy and fucked up.
you can taste the oil from the day before.
Yeah, it tastes like fucking badass.
That's why you don't get fries early in the morning. You know, that's probably like from last night. They bagged them up before the breakfast run.
That's nasty. You know what? And it's too bad because the pigs that are working there, they're just in a hurry. That's all. They're in a damn hurry.
I don't know. You know, it might be the company. You heard about that girl who they sued McDonald's because she got burned by a chicken McNugget.
Oh, yeah. I did.
You know, and then, you know, the company goes, okay.
By biting it?
No, I think it fell on her lap and it burned her.
It was a little kid, and I guess it fell out and it burned her.
It was
her
a Happy Meal, or I don't know exactly, but it fell, I think, on her leg or something, and it burned her.
Well, next time she'll know not to drop it.
She got $1 million or something like that for it.
And what do you think McDonald's going to do? Make sure they're not that hot. You know, they're not going to give. It was kind of, I mean, the whole hot coffee thing was a whole different story. But a lot of people said when that lady sued McDonald's, they stopped making the coffee hot.
No, what they started doing is putting a label on the coffee mug.
They didn't
have a caution on the coffee mug before. Caution, hot coffee. It's hot product.
Hot liquid.
They didn't have that on before. Now they do.
Now they'll just give you the chicken McNuggets and say, here, heat them up at home.
Yeah.
it's fucking frozen. Give it to them frozen. Fuck it.
It's going to be like that pizza place, you know. That is their business, but they set up the pizza and they give it to you raw and you go home and cook it.
Those aren't around no more, are they? I
forget that place, whatever the name was.
Yeah, that shit, that was probably old too. It was cheese sitting out for days.
Yeah, I haven't seen any of those places around anymore.
Because there's no point. I mean, at that point, just go buy a DiGiorno at the grocery
it's
store.
Dirty joints. Yeah,
take it, cook it at home.
Yeah.
Dirty joints. That's why they all went under. Dirty fucking joints.
And if you're still around, those opinions are Steve and Steve's only. Do not, not at the M25 show, Eddie or Alberto or Alyssa, who's not here.
I forgot what those places were called. What was it
also,
called?
Also, they're Black called- Angus, those opinions are Steve only, not of Eddie and Alberto.
They're called dive bars, Eddie.
Golden Corral. Those opinions are for Eddie, not of Alberto or Steve.
What was the name of that pizza place? I want this on my pizza. Here, go cook it at home.
Eat at your own risk.
The pizza bar or something?
Pizza bar.
No, it was called something.
Get this guy out of here.
it's like a Subway for pizzas, huh?
You know, people think they got these brilliant ideas, right? hey, let's open a food place where
we don't cook your food.
We'll make a pizza, and then they can take it home and they can cook. They can finish off. They can make it themselves. How brilliant is that?
We're gonna open a steakhouse. You know, you just come, you get your order. We just give you the raw steak.
You take it home and cook it.
The raw potato. You cook it up and smash it up. a gravy pack.
Unbelievable. Yeah, that's ridiculous.
That was a brilliant idea.
I mean, I remember there was one, my son, when he was younger, he was in Taekwondo, right? So my parents came to watch him, right? He was getting, you know, one of his belts or something. And after the ceremony or whatever, my mom's like, oh, there's a pizza place right here. I'm going to take Kenny to get a pizza for him. I go, all right. So they go in there and then they walk out and they go, yeah, they give you a pizza, but it's not cooked. So they just walked right out. Like, let's just go to like another pizza joint, you know? So there was one I witnessed that, you know, my mom walked out. She saw, oh no. Cause she was going to buy him like a little pizza to eat on the way home. Mm-hmm. She saw, you know what? They serve pizzas there, but they're not cooked.
You have to eat it at home.
She said, why am I going to buy a pizza and go home and cook it?
Exactly.
I don't know. I mean, it's like, you want a pizza, you don't want DiGiorno, you're kind of in a hurry, so you're coming home from work, you just pick it up, and then you go home, you throw it in the oven while you change your clothes, and then it's ready. I don't know what the business plan is for that.
You can do that with the Little Caesars pizza. You can pick it up on the way home and
hot and ready.
Yeah.
You can heat it up. You don't have to wait for it to cook.
The only thing with those ones, like those pizza joints where you make your own and then take it home, you're driving to the place. You know what you're going to do already. I guess if you really want a pizza and you don't want to stop at the grocery store, you stop there and you go, okay, throw that.
I think that the deal is it's more high-end than, let's say, the frozen pizza at the grocery store. I think they have better toppings, more toppings. I guess that's what the business plan is. You want pizza, but you don't want... You know, the shitty, the shitty frozen pizza. I don't know.
So what if you go to like Pizza Hut or something, or is that shitty pizza?
I don't know. I know those pizza places had like, you know, more vegetable toppings, more, you know, I don't want to say weird toppings, but, you know, more variety of toppings than, say, you know, Pizza Hut or Domino's.
Okay. Here's the thing I would say that it would be good for. Let's say you like pizza with a lot of meatballs. Like an outrageous amount. You could go there and go, hey, I want this pizza with cheese and I want it covered in meatballs. Mm-hmm. Then I could see, or something, but all like quadrupled pepperoni or something ridiculous, carrots on it or something, or, you know.
But you could do that in other places. They just charge you extra for.
Yeah, but like, say you want extra pepperoni at. What did I say? Pizza Hut, and they give you extra pepperoni, mm-hmm. and to the most people, it is extra. But for you, you would love pepperoni more than that. You're like, I want more than that.
Or at that, you know, raw pizza place. You know, I think like it was kind of like a Subway. Like you watch and you see them throwing. You can say, well, can you put some more and all that? Because I mean, you go to Pizza Hut, you go, I want extra pepperoni. You know, you really don't know. I mean, you're not going to count it after they cook it. I mean, it's
extra. It is extra, but like to you and me, we look at it and go, that's extra. That's extra. But let's say Eddie fucking loves it quadruple times, and he saw, oh man, I wanted my pizza covered.
It's not enough.
Like four layers or something. I don't know.
Double pepperoni.
Layer cheese, layer pepperoni, layer cheese, and more pepperoni.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I guess if you're at that. Those pizza places, why they're putting the pepperoni extra, like you say, I want extra, and they put extra on there, and you're like, no, I want more. Oh shit, okay. When they put more, you know, yeah, I could have a few more, you know, then I could see it that way. But as far as you walking in going, oh, I'm gonna get a pizza, and you walk in and they're making it, you don't even know yet. They're getting it ready and stuff like that, and then they give it to you unmade.
It's made.
Uncooked.
No, I mean uncooked. And you're like, oh man, you know, you thought you were gonna have a pizza, go sit outside and eat it or something. Or
how about you don't know? You get home, you're ready to go, you just open it up. Oh,
yeah. It's all, yeah. I would hope you, no, because they give it to you.
Yeah.
They don't even put it in a box. It's like in a see-through, it's like plastic.
Now, did
they I don't know. I didn't go to that place either.
Imagine you went and picked up like 10 of them for a party. And you get to the party, you think you're the king. All right, pizza's here. Everybody opens it up. Working raw dough.
Raw. Now, did they have the option of cooking it for you? Or...
I don't know.
I don't remember that.
I never went to one of those, so.
What is it called?
It's cheap, Eddie. They say.
Is it Murphy's or Papa Murphy's or something like that?
Yeah, I think Papa that Murphy's. Was the one right up here. It's close by us, right?
Yeah.
It closed down.
Yeah, I know it closed down.
People were upset. They're going home and they got to work.
They didn't give you the option of cooking it for you?
That's like
the $5 will cook it for you.
Self-checkout. That's a self-checkout.
Cook it for you. Yeah.
They ain't cooking shit for you. That's the whole, this whole reason for it. They don't want to work.
I hear thinking about the name. Papa Murphy's Take and Bake Pizza.
Papa Murphy's.
Yeah, that's it. Where are they at now?
Let's see what they're
close. Gone.
They're out in Bakersfield.
Yeah, see? They had to pick up from L.A. County and move all the way to hell to Bakersfield. See if they could get some other chumps to buy their shit.
We make our dough and slice our vegetables daily, and we make our pizza to order. All you do is turn on the oven, put it in, and boom. Fresh, delicious pizza. Turning on the oven is too much work for Steve.
Yeah, all you gotta do is turn that oven on, and you get to eat it.
Yeah, go.
Otherwise,
yeah, you know what? You're in Bakersfield. It's summer. It's 100 degrees. Yeah, you know, turn on the oven.
Cook on the way home.
Yeah, put it in your trunk. You'll be ready.
You know what I would do if I went in there and I didn't know, and I got a pizza made. I'm like, oh, this is cool. Get a pizza made, and then they cook it for you. You know, you get it made, and then they give it to you. Go, here you go. And I go, oh, you're not going to cook it? And they're like, no, we don't do that here. We just make it for you, and you go home and cook it. As I'm walking out, I throw it right in the trash, right there. Right in the trash can and walk the fuck out.
Then you pay for it.
Yeah.
I don't care. I'll pay for it, and then I'll throw it in the trash. And I go, you know what?
Just throw it in the lobby, man. Make them pick it up. Why throw it in the trash? If you're going to make a scene, make a scene.
That is a scene.
You throw it in the trash apart laughing at you. Look at that dumbass.
Okay, that's what I think of their food. Trash.
Their product.
Yes. I didn't even taste it, and I think it's trash. Stay in Bakersfield, Murphy.
Create your own pizzas.
See, you guys turned this show into something that shouldn't have been today.
We started off good with the women in bikinis wrestling. Yes.
Bikini wrestling, selling houses.
It's all Eddie's fault. It's telling would you share your tips? And this is where we're at.
Yeah, nobody's sharing nothing. If you work for something, you keep it.
I'll get this for Eddie, the cowboy pizza.
That's cowboy pizza.
What the hell is that?
They got pepperoni, Italian sausage, mushrooms, black olives, cheddar, herb and cheese blend, whole milk, mozzarella, and traditional red sauce.
Yeah, it sounds beautiful, Alberto, but they don't cook it for you.
We'll take it to Eddie's house. We'll cook
it
there.
Wonderful. What are we going to do? Just take pictures of it? Take selfies with it?
If you don't have an oven at home, can you microwave it?
Yeah, of course. It might come out soft, but you can microwave it. It'll be all soft and flimsy.
Oh, man.
Just take it out of Pizza Hut. They'll cook it for you.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, just go to a regular pizza place. You know what? You could get it warm and cooked. You could eat it right there.
Cheese
if you
all
want.
Melted, everything perfect.
You could like those commercials. You could walk out, open the box, and be eating a slice all the way to your car
On the way home.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Who would have even thought that it's cooked? Who would even thought you could go to a pizza place and the damn thing's cooked when you walk out with it?
Yep.
It's like going to a Subway and just give you the dough for the bread. Here, just take it home, cook it.
That's like going buying a car that don't have a battery in it. But they say, oh, you just got to go pick one up on the way. How the hell do I drive it?
Just push it to the O'Reilly's auto part.
Jeez. Just have it towed. Go have it towed to O'Reilly's. You're supposed to bring your own battery. You didn't know that? Oh. I don't know. Everything is just getting too chaotic in this world. And I think I need to throw my hat into the political ring.
Oh, boy.
2024. I think I need to get in there, Eddie. I need to change things around here in this country.
All right. We'll vote for you.
I think I'm going to do it.
I won't.
Well, that's all right. I got Eddie's vote.
You're on your way.
I got one vote. It's more than you got.
And you'll be voting for Trump, so that's all one vote.
Hey, you know what? I think I could change this country, I think.
Yeah, sure you can.
I think I could, Eddie. What do you think? Nobody wants pizza that's uncooked.
No, I agree.
that's your platform?
Yeah, people, they want nice servers. They want people to walk you to your table. Hey, the little things will count. People will go, hey, man, this guy, I've been in this situation. It sucks. Shit. God damn.
You can't hear, but the background music on the podcast sounds perfect with your ranting.
Eddie, it's time to go, Eddie.
It's time to go.
Eddie and I are going to Black Angus.
I don't care. If you see that guy, tell him to kiss my ass.
Tell him I
didn't appreciate. I just don't appreciate even the way he looked. That's how disgusted I was. And I'm not like that with people.
But tell him, hey, you lost a customer.
Yeah, you tell him. Tell him over there at the corral, Edie.
Go on the open.
What is it? The steak corral.
Steak corral.
Tell him I'm going to spend all my money at another place of business.
Go in the corral.
I'm going to get my mac and cheese. I'm going to get my prime rib, my steaks, my steak quesadillas at other places.
Baked potatoes.
Baked potatoes, everything. I won't even walk in there no more. You'll never see me over there no more. I was almost going to buy a shirt of Black Angus with the big cow on it. Or whatever the hell that is.
Eddie, now we know what to give him for his birthday.
Never, not going to do it. I wasn't going to buy the seasoning and the ketchup and all that bullshit. Yeah, because I was a big support.
The cowboy on it?
I don't. Yeah, I had a cowboy. You know, with the back of his head tipping. Now I know why it's the back of his head. He's probably walking out of the place. All right, guys.
another stellar show here on the M25 show.
If you're interested in buying a house, though, contact Denise.
Yeah, you
Mitchell.
You won't get bad service there.
No, she'll take care of you. She'll go to bat for you. She'll care for you, and she'll help you get into a house. That's all we look for. That's all us Americans want. We want to be treated fairly, and we want it to be treated with care. If we're going to spend money on something, we want our money well worth spent, right, Eddie?
Yes, sir.
We don't want somebody going, all right, I'll see if I can get you something. All right, if I can, I can. Whatever. we're going to make it happen. We're going to go out there. We're going to find you a house. It's in your budget. And if it's not, we're going to see if we can find somebody else to work with you to get it in your budget. Not somebody like, nah, you don't make enough money. That's all right. Go get another job and come back and see me later. I got another customer coming who can probably afford it. Yeah, damn. All right, Eddie. We're going to leave.
All righty.
And I am sorry for the podcasters and the live streamers that have to witness what happened today. But basically, don't take shit from nobody. If you're spending money, you should be able to be treated right.
Get your money's worth, right?
Yes. Don't hold your breath because, you don't feel you should say something because you're treated like a piece of shit. No. And then they still take your money? Man, that's getting it in the rear end.
Highway robbery, Husty.
That's grabbing your ankles, taking it in the rear end if you don't say nothing. And you're paying them.
Yeah.
And you don't even get a kiss. All right. We may be back next week, or we may not.
Now we know what it was about. Steve didn't get his kiss.
Hey, if I'm going to get pounded from behind, you better kiss me or something.
Get a reach around?
I don't care. Something, yeah. Yeah, cup them or something. Do something. Make me feel good. Okay. We may be back next week, and we may not be back. You guys got to stay tuned because we don't know what's going on yet. We got some construction going on soon. And we'll keep you updated on the Facebook and Instagram post for the podcast people. We don't do posts on podcasts, so just stay tuned. So if you don't see a podcast in a little bit, we are on, I don't know. We're going to discuss this after the show today.
At Black
and,
Angus.
I may be taking a little break if the guys here continue the show until my place of business is reconstructed.
We know Eddie.
And I'll be back. Well, we'll see. We will see. Eddie.
Let's go to Black Angus and discuss this.
Let's go where?
I'm not going there no more.
Go to Black Angus and discuss this.
Why don't we go to Golden Corral and discuss it?
We'll do both.
Yeah, that's so funny no more.
Let's go to both. We'll flip a coin where we're going first.
Why don't we go to... Okay, how about this? We go to both and see how pissed off I get when we go to one and how pissed off Eddie can get going to the other. Oh, God.
Somebody knocking on the door or something?
Yeah, it's probably that dude from Black Angus. Come get the hell out of here. It's too late for your sorries, kid.
They're heading it's for over. They're heading for your house. You remember that? I think from Sizzler, they got bad service, and the Sizzler employees went to the house and threw I think food out over the yard.
I'd rather go to Sizzler than that place now.
Well, if we can all agree on that. If we can find one.
If you aren't here, Eddie, won't talk Alberto. We'll talk about the American flag for 2 hours. What?
Jeez. Well, because I got an American flag behind me. Fuck you, fucking commie bastard. Oh,
who is that? Who is that, Eddie?
I don't know.
Alberto, can you check out to see who the hell that was?
Might be Ramon. Yep, Ramon.
Uh oh.
He was the asshole with the face mask or whatever. You know, I think they gotta lock down the jail again.
Hey, come on, let's give the guy a break, man. Nah. He's trying to change his life.
No.
What do you mean, no?
He's a criminal. He deserves to be in jail.
Once a criminal, always a criminal?
Yeah, you know, I saw his Facebook post. He was back in the area, I think, last week.
Oh, he's out here?
Yeah, well, he was. I don't know if he's still here.
You better be wearing a shirt. That's all I got to say, his MT5 shirt.
And lock up your windows, because he's on the prowl.
Yeah, hey, Ramon, if you're going to wear our shirt in public and you're going to be doing any thieving, don't do it in our shirt. We don't want that kind of publicity.
We'll see on the news. You know, somebody broke into a donut shop in the middle of the night. You see the M25 show.
Oh no!
Oh, love. When I get out, I'm going to Alberto's house first with those Peter Pan tights. Oh boy.
Oh lordy! I don't know. Disneyland
shutting down Peter Pan. Huh?
For a few weeks. They? Relax. For a few weeks.
For refurbishing.
First, the Sound of Music. Now Peter Pan.
Sound of Music. Remodel it.
Yeah, this is the big
Splash Mountain. That's the Song of the South.
Song of the South, same
sound,
shit.
Sound of Music is another whole another movie.
Okay, Sound of the South or whatever it is.
Dragons catching on fire.
I think that's just embarrassing to the history of our Walt Disney. Very embarrassing.
Did you see the dragon caught fires too?
Well, he's probably pissed off.
That's old news, man. Jeez.
Probably pissed the hell off.
Pretty
soon, Mickey Mouse isn't going to be allowed in Disneyland.
The dragon probably went to Black Angus. He's pissed off.
Ramon wants one last ride, Alberto.
Take Nick with you. You can hold hands.
I don't know. I don't know if I want to hear about that ride.
I don't think that.
All right.
Let's get out of here.
I don't know what the hell. What the hell are you guys doing? What are you three doing riding so close together in these little tiny rides?
We never rode. I don't know. He rode with Nick. He rode with Nick. I rode with somebody else.
Eddie, when these three drink, I don't know. I don't drink
around these two.
Have you ever drank at Disneyland at all? Ever?
Yes.
Okay, that's all I need to
hear. Well,
we're
not
with
them.
All right, guys, we'll...
Yeah.
Alberto.
Uh-huh.
You need to be honest. You're next to the flag of Liberty.
He says one day he'll tell the story on the air.
Oh, one day you'll tell the story, yeah. Alberto.
Okay, whenever we get the connection to whatever that Maricopa prison, him and his tent.
Hey, if I find out you guys are married, I don't know how I'm going to handle this, man. I mean, hey, I know to each his own.
Hey, if you find out we're...
You didn't even invite us.
If you find out we're married, that'd be a surprise to me, too. Both of us would be shocked.
Well, somebody must have got the shocker.
Sure, I was invited to your wedding.
Oh, here we go. Here we go again.
Let's get out of here.
Let's get out of here before we start a whole nother.
If you're on the podcast, don't worry. I'm going to record this after the song, okay? So stay tuned.
I don't even like weddings.
Song of the South.
I didn't want a wedding.
Hey, you know, just one thing. Eddie didn't invite us to his, so. You saw how that ended.
I didn't even know when Eddie got married.
Well, I didn't know you guys back then. When I got
still,
married.
Doesn't matter.
Oh, you know what? How long ago
was it? I could have been the ring boy. It was that long ago.
Oh, God.
I got married in 90.
If you would have said the flower girl, I would have just shut the show off right now.
93.
I mean, 93.
Eddie could have been a realtor since 93. Can you imagine that? He could have had his face on those bus benches, you know. Eddie, realtor, serving the community since 93.
How would you feel about sitting on Eddie's face, Alberto?
Well, you don't sit on the face. You put the back to the face.
No, but Eddie would put his picture on the bench, the seat, to make sure that they saw him.
Eddie with a sign, ladies only.
But hey, Eddie, you know, you're always going to get these curious guys.
Eddie would have been canceled already. He would have lost his business.
Eddie would have had a big smile with his tongue hanging out the side. Oh, my God. Okay, let's get out of here because this has been an interesting show. Thanks for tuning in. Don't take crap from anybody. Stand up for yourself.
Fuck you, Ramon.
And we'd like to thank Denise Mitchell for coming on the show today. We'll post all of her links. If you're interested in buying a home or trying to buy a home, you can contact her and she'll help you out. All right, guys. We will see you hopefully next week. And if not, we will keep you updated on when we'll be back or how we'll be back.
Eddie's shoveling his papers.
What's this guy doing over here? Eddie's already signing his... okay, we're not going to be here.
No, Eddie's back to study for his realtor's license.
Oh,
he's got the book.
For my test.
He's already studied. Damn it, Eddie. He don't waste no time. Okay, we're going to get out of here.
Eddie's motivated now.
All right, Eddie, good luck to you. So by the time the show's back, Eddie should be a realtor. All right, guys, we'll see you next week. All right, we'll see you soon. Eddie, keep us updated on your realtor test. All right.
I sure
okay.
will.
We'll see you guys.
Face stupid reality again.